More than 500,000 drivers in Florida are 81 or older, but as drivers age and hang up the car keys for good, they can find themselves stuck at home. In Orlando, some 300 seniors use the Independent Transportation Network private car service. Bea Chernock rides with ITN a couple of times a week. Today, she's off to the Orlando Regional Medical Center for a checkup.
You in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Bea Chernock has been using ITN for about 5 years, and not only for doctor's visits.
Everything, from my hairdresser down to here I'm going for blood work. Last week, on a Sunday, they took me to the car auditorium. I saw an opera. They picked me up, and I wasn't afraid. That's the whole thing, you know?
Chernock says ordinarily she wouldn't go out at night, but she feels safe with ITN drivers like John McAllister. McAllister started volunteering after he retired about 3 years ago, and he now drives for the service 5 days a week.
So when I signed on, I asked them to keep me busy, which they have done. And since then, I've driven about 30,000 miles. After 3 years and 3.5 years of, you know, you pick up the same people every week, boy, you know, you become a family. It all becomes a family, you know.
After a short ride, McAllister drops Chernock off at the Orlando Regional Medical Center on Orange Ave.
Thank you so much.
Hospitals are a major destination for ITN drivers, according to Executive Director Kimber Threet. Orange Avenue is a popular stop.
Obviously, when you're offering this type of service, and our target market is definitely seniors, and they typically have a need for medical services, we have included all of the medical buildings, especially down Orange Avenue here in Orlando. That's where all of your main hot spots are.
Starting in 2014, seniors will have more transportation options in the medical corridor. They'll be able to take advantage of the Sunrail commuter train stop at Florida Hospital on North Orange. Taxis are also part of the transportation mix for seniors, but Threet says ITN's average trip length of 3.5 miles isn't financially attractive to many cab drivers.
Taxis are wonderful in our community, but they got to make their money, and you don't make a lot on a 3.5-mile run, especially when you're in competition with Disney, which is, that's a $30, $3. It's a no-brainer.
An average ride with ITN costs about $9, and there's also a $60 annual membership fee. That's too much for some, but public mass transit does provide an alternative. Central Florida's Lynx bus service operates a fleet of minivans and cars for its Access Lynx door-to-door service. More than 11,000 people, not just seniors, use it, but Director Bill Herndon admits Access Lynx isn't perfect.
We're out there traveling in the same congestion that everyone else is. If there's an accident on I-4, our day's shot. You know, if it rains, traffic tie-ups happen throughout the service area and our on-time performance is down the drain. On the converse side of that, we have customers who, if it weren't for our service, would be stuck at home, would be shut in.
Herndon says there isn't enough money to meet demand for the door-to-door service. Access Lynx already turns down 2,000 applicants a year.
As you know, Lynx doesn't have a dedicated funding source. So every year we literally have to go begging for funding.
That leaves churches, synagogues, mosques and other community groups working to fill a growing transportation need. Peggy Stickle organises a car service with close to 100 volunteer drivers at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Winter Park. Her model doesn't require regular commitment from drivers. It's so successful 13 other faith communities in Orlando have adopted it. But Stickle worries people rely too much on volunteers.
When the city can't, when the county can't, when the federal government can't, when the private nonprofits can't, they turn to the faith communities. And then unfortunately, we become overwhelmed with the burden of responsibility.
Voluntary organizations are under pressure, and public mass transit and private nonprofit services also face a funding squeeze. However, advocates for the elderly agree more time and money needs to be invested to help seniors stay mobile. For 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Matthew Petty.